Hi, my name is Chris Johnson, and I have long hair, and I fucking love it. I've had long hair for about 10 years now, I think. Well, maybe 10 years ago is when I decided, fuck it, I'm just growing my hair out. I just fucking decided one day that I wasn't cutting it anymore. When I was in high school, I would shave my head all the time, and then when I was in college, I would let it grow for a long fucking time, and then I would shave it. And I did that back and forth. And then one day I just decided, fuck this. I'm not fucking cutting my hair anymore. And it started getting long, and I started really liking it, so I fucking keep it long. A lot of people seem to have an issue with my long hair. Not people around my age. They don't give a shit. But older people, I'm 34, older people seem to have a big bug up their fucking ass about my hair, and I can't fucking figure it out. For example, my brother-in-law, he worked with somebody that knew me. And that person went up to him and was like, Hey, JC, why does Chris have long hair? Like, as if like it's a habit that I need to break. You know what I mean? As if I'm doing lines off hookers' asses in bathroom stalls. Like, why does he fucking do that? What's wrong with him? And I don't know what JC said, but he just relayed the message back to me. He's like, yeah, I saw that asshole, and she wanted to know why your hair was long. And I said, dude, are we going to fuck? I've used that line before, but that's kind of my go-to line for anything, especially anything that involves my looks. If you have a problem with my looks, and we're not fucking, or you don't want to fuck me, then I don't want to fucking hear about it. I don't want to fucking hear about it. I don't give a rat's fucking ass what you think about my fucking... I don't want to fucking hear it. It's horse shit. And I can't fucking understand why it fucking matters. I don't get it. It pisses me off. I don't care that you like it or that you dislike it. It fucking stuns me that somebody has the fucking audacity. Somebody's bothered that much by the way I fucking look. That they're fucking asking people about it when I'm not around. Like, what the fuck is the matter with you? Who gives a shit? I don't fucking know why you care. One of the things I did when I still worked at the station is just take pictures of myself and put it up on the show's Facebook page. I get a fucking kick out of it. And every fucking time that happened, somebody comments on my hair. Always. Always. Multiple comments on my hair. Your hair is greasy. Why don't you wash it? What the fuck is... Really? It's greasy? I put fucking gel in it, you fucking Neanderthal. Like you don't know the fucking difference between some greasy motherfucker that's living under a bridge somewhere and somebody taking a shower in the morning and washing it. And furthermore, I wash my hair once a week. You know why? Because that's what you're supposed to fucking do. I don't want to fucking dry it out. Do I have to fucking think of everything? Am I the only one who knows these things? And this is shit. Like, I don't get as pissed with that because, like, I'm putting it out there on my own. At least I'm putting those fucking photographs out there on my own. So I expect assholes to say, like, cut your hair. Oh man, you're really attractive, but not with that hair. I think, like, what the fuck is the matter with you? We don't even know each other, and you're putting online like, hey man, you look like fucking garbage, but you might not look like garbage if you cut your hair. And I think to myself, your profile picture is a fucking dog. Literally, it's a fucking bulldog. Your profile picture is a fucking bulldog, and you've got the balls to fucking post on my shit about how I look. And, you know, Jesus Christ, fuck. I'm getting so worked up. The new neighbor next door has a fucking dog, and she's not there right now. The dog's barking. I'm gonna have to fucking listen to dog barks now until the end of time when I'm doing these podcasts. But that's neither here nor there. One time, one of the morning show guys, the host of the morning show, Zazzle, he just took my picture as I'm doing a sportscast. I didn't ask him to do it. He just fucking did it, and he posted it on the show Facebook page. So this isn't even me reaching out to people inviting dickhead comments. This is just him like, hey, this is Chris doing a sportscast. Holy fuck. You'd have thought, like, it's unbelievable to me. The amount of, like, it's one thing to not like my hair, but to be that fucking angered about it, that you're going to go online and comment about it. Like, I want to go into your home and kick you in the fucking stomach. Like, that's how fucking pissed I get. Like you're a grown man or woman. Because it was both. It's both. If you just think like, well, it's just fucking homophobic old dudes. No. It's fucking older women too. I'm fucking neither of them. I'm not going to fuck either of them. I mean, they might be interested, right? And usually, if somebody's interested, you at least kind of hear the offer. But not when you're fucking dickhead at fucking 60. Or fuck, maybe I should be listening to the offer. Maybe they have money. Fuck, I've been thinking about this all wrong. It's a good thing I started rolling on this. Now I know exactly what I have to do. I have to get on my knees and blow or take care of an older man or woman. And maybe I'll do it with a hat on or a hood so they don't see my hair. I don't want to ruin it. You know what I mean? I want to keep the moment fresh. You can follow me on the old Twitter at JohnsonHateYou, or you can follow the podcast on Podbean or iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher. Has anybody used Stitcher? Do you use Stitcher? I don't, but it's there. And I'm on TuneIn now, too. How about that shit? Check it out on TuneIn. And new episodes on Sundays and Wednesdays.